Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Jason Mackey joins us now on the Fan Morning Show. He, of course, from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Mackey, are the Steelers more lucky or good?
I think they're more good.
Yeah.
And it pains me to say that, but that, and I mean grammatically. I don't mean, you know, that I'm rooting for the Steelers to stink.
Well, would it be lucky than well? I mean, what's the grammatical problem?
Just more lucky than good.
Oh.
Are they more lucky than good? You can't really say more good.
That's funny. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying. That's fair.
But yeah, I see what you're getting at. And I'm with you on the predictive stuff, man. I dealt with that a lot on baseball. I think it's stupid. I think you can try to predict too many things. Doran, you know this better than both Crowley and I combined. You cannot predict all the crap that happens in a professional sports season.
No.
It's silly to try to do that.
To that point, I just watched the Netflix 3-part documentary thing on the 04 Red Sox, which I would highly recommend to anybody. It was so good. I mean, they're talking about how Manny Ramirez just disappears for a couple of days, goes AWOL. They're taking shots of whiskey before game number 5, before they play the Yankees. They talk about the human element of Nomar Garciaparra being all peeved off that they were going to trade him and sign A-Rod. The human dynamics, they matter. And so I read that, well, in my metrics... with his pocket protector. I think the Steelers should have lost 3 out of 4. Well, how about they fry Lamar Jackson's head and the guy's got the yips against them? Does that not matter? Matters to me.
Well, it matters to people who don't know the sport.
Oh.
And they're trying to look cool and do the sport. And like the numbers, the things of that nature, it's like, okay, you never really paid attention to how the sport operates. That's what it comes down to. And I've never paid attention to those guys and I never will.
Can I pay attention less when I yell at them though?
Yes.
Okay, good.
You know what kills me, guys? And I learned this from covering pro sports. I'll never speak like I played pro sports because obviously I did not. The length and difficulty of a season. Like the NFL is one thing. Major League Baseball is one thing. The NHL is another thing. Just how much of a grind that is. Like I only see it from a reporter standpoint and my family and how much crap I deal with. Not that it's a lot, but like, you know, life happens, man. Like stuff goes on. You have stuff going on at home.
God.
You have regular concerns with your kids and your parents and your family and all that other junk. Like there's no metric for that. You can't quantify how a player feels on that given day. He might have eaten some bad chicken the night before. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
There's like just stupid stuff.
Yeah.
You're not robots. That happens.
Corsi doesn't and Fenwick don't account for Mike Richards is screwing the guy's wife who's playing on his right wing. You know what I mean?
Like, right.
That kind of stuff doesn't get factored into the metrics.
And that's not to say they can't like shed some interesting light on things. I'm not totally like, you know, turning the page on analytics. I think they tell you some interesting things and they're useful. It's just like, we need to apply some context here. And I don't even know who the guy is that's saying they should have lost 3 of 4, but That's one of the more asinine things I think I've heard. I'm with you guys.
But with the longevity of seasons, and you know, you just don't know what the day-to-day is, but what you do know is a guy that has done it for many, many years, they have an advantage because they know what to expect in the realm of a season. And as the season goes on, they know what they need to do to get their body right. They know what they need to study. They know teams. They know defenses. They know offenses. And Russell Wilson is one of those guys. Russell Wilson knows what to expect this week in a regular season or in the playoffs in a regular season. So with that being said, can he get better in your opinion, and can he lead this team to, let's say, an AFC championship game? Because I think that that's where we've rested our case of where the Steelers need to end up at the end of the day.
Ooh, yeah. I mean, second part of that first, Dorn. Yes, I think he can. I think he can because I think there's enough weapons around him. I think the Steelers are as diverse of a team as you'll find in the NFL. Offense, defense, special teams, all of that stuff. I really like what they have. And then to the first part of it, you can't account for the mood that Russell Wilson, you know, installs in the room or something like that. You know, making George Pickens feel a part of this thing, making the Steelers feel like they're not out, making throws when they count. Yes, he can get better. He can get better in the red zone. The Steelers as a whole can get better in the red zone. They won a game without scoring a touchdown. That's remarkable.
Two.
I'm sure you guys are talking about two. Yeah, that's right. That's right. But no, there's such a different feel with Russ because of his experience, because of what he can do, how he's united people. Again, not an analytic for it. So yeah, AFC championship, I do not have any question. They can get there. I'm not saying they will get there, but I don't look at anybody as head and shoulders above them at this point.
I'd like to see a little bit more Mike Williams usage. He played 25 snaps, so it was a significant bump in the snap count from one game to the next. It was 9 in the first one, 25 in this one, but no targets, no catches. When do you think that's going to change? Does it need to change? I think it does.
Yeah, I do too, Adam. The whole like pass-catching disbursement is something I hope they sort of revisit before Cleveland. Maybe it's too soon. I don't know. But, you know, what they're getting from the complimentary guys around Pickens, what they're getting, you know, from Mike Williams, even Pat Freiermuth. I'd like to see them use Pat Freiermuth more. Two targets is not enough. You spent a lot of money to sign him. Darnell Washington and his growth is great. Nothing against Darnell. But Pat Freiermuth can be a more viable weapon in this offense. And yeah, Mike Williams, you brought him in here for a reason, right? You brought him in here to stretch the field a little bit, open things up underneath for maybe Calvin Austin, maybe Van Jefferson. But yeah, I think they can spread it around and do a better job of that for sure.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Paul Skeens, rookie of the year.
Oh.
Should surprise nobody. He didn't seem as excited as Livy Dunn did, which is fine. Are they going to do what's necessary here this offseason, Jason? Can they get, I mean, shoot, I'll start with one. Can they get an impact hitter?
I think they can. And is that a Skeens jersey?
Sure is.
And it's rocking a Skeens?
It smells like foot. I don't think I've washed it since the end of the season. It smells like B.O.
Come on, Adam.
It does. Yeah.
Come on.
I was in the middle of wrapping up the last segment, and I caught a whiff of myself. It's awful.
And you're putting yourself in that hot box with Doran?
Yeah. That's see what he does?
It reeks.
Very OSHA violation. Inconsiderate.
Yeah.
Yes, I think they can. I don't think it's going to be a – here's a hot take. I don't think it's going to be one of the premier first basemen on the free agent market. Yeah, they ain't signing Pete Alonso, Christian Walker. I don't expect that. I know. What I do think it can be is a creative trade addition, something like that. They know they have a hole. They know they have money to spend. And I know that also sounds crazy, but they've spent about $35 million last year. They don't need to plug nearly as many holes. I look at guys like Ryan Mountcastle from the Orioles could be squeezed out of a spot. Yandy Diaz from the Rays, somebody that they nearly brought in last year, can play a couple different positions. Those are guys that make sense for the Pirates. So, yes, I do think they're going to address their first base hole. I think they're going to add an impact bat. And the good news, if you add a Mountcastle or a Diaz, you should have room to add somebody else. Now, they need to be aware of playing time. Like, if you want to get Jack Sawinski going, if you want to try to fix him, you need to give him an opportunity to play. Brian De La Cruz, I would think they'd move forward with him. But to do that, you also need to give him an opportunity to play. So you don't want to clog the playing time too much. But yes, you need to get a bona fide, you know, not Daniel Vogelbach, not Yoshi Setsugo, not Rowdy Tellez, that sort of solution at first base. No questions asked. They need to get that guy, and they need to fix the bullpen as well. I think they'll do those things.
Who was the last good first baseman they had?
Yeah.
Kevin Young.
LaRoche, LaRoche
like,
was
really good.
Yeah, when it wasn't April or May, LaRoche was really good. And you had Morneau for a spell. Derek Lee had a great second half, then he got hurt. I mean, for real? Been a long time. Might want to get yourself one of those.
You'd like to see them develop that guy, right? Like, I know this sounds crazy, but Will Craig was supposed to be a guy they developed. And there's nobody really coming up the pipeline. It's weird. Like, Jared Triolo was somebody they thought could be that, but, I mean, he's got an OPS around 600 for his career. He can't be their long-term first baseman.
No. He should be the 26th guy, and you're happy you have that glove, but he should never have to play enough again, Jason, to win a gold glove, with all due respect to him, unless he can turn it around.
Unless he hits. But yeah, exactly.
All right, Jason, this was fun. I smell like
Gamble soup.
I almost swore. Remember the line from Anchorman? He smells like Bigfoot's. That's what I almost said. All right, Mackie, it's always fun on Tuesdays, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys, stay safe out there.
Stay safe. You got a little stay safe.
Yeah, he's talking to me because you're about to.
You need to
singe all the hair in my nose.
Gas mask over there.
Goodness.
Someone texted in John Jaso. I mean, we could play this game all morning. Text us all the quote-unquote good Pirates first baseman the last 20 years. I don't want to play that game. No, we're in a good mood today. Don't want to be in a bad mood today at all.
No. It's Tuesday, and it's a short week. We have Steelers on Thursday. We need to be – the vibes need to start – what are you doing?
I'm sniffing I'm trying to take the jersey off to sniff and see.
Why are you keep you know that you smell.
You know what? I think it might just be me.
Oh, no. Sniff underneath that shirt, underneath your long sleeve shirt.
Oh my God.
It is you. It's not the shirt. It's not Skeens. Why would Skeens stink? Hell no.
Never mind.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.